Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said,
great. I want to thank the Lord for yet another day, Beloved, Pastor Benjamin was told by the prophet that Dr. Scott better take care of himself because he may not be on the planet long enough to accomplish the mission. Well, God is good and God is great, and he has taken care of me from head to feet. Front to back, left to right. Let's offer up a prayer for everyone that we know and some we don't know. Heavenly Father, we know that you are sitting in the heart of glory. And Lord, there's nothing between us and where you will have us except our own lack of commitment to your golden throne. Lord, we ask in this moment that you distribute and share your blessings and prayer and healing on all our friends and relatives, friends who may be experiencing and relatives who may be experiencing some bouts of uncertainty, friends who may be experiencing some dizziness, friends who may be experiencing, like myself, momentary intestinal challenges. Lord, we ask that all of our relatives, whether they have Alzheimer's, whether their memories are fading, whether their recollection of what has gone on in their life and their appreciation of your goodness has faded. Lord, we ask that you increase that bounty upon them. We ask that you flood them, Lord, with healing, prayer, justice, honesty, clarity. Lord, we ask that you now bring us all into the kingdom, Lord. Show us that golden path. Show us the golden way. Lord, like Pastor Benjamin said last sermon, that we're not worshiping the cross, that we're worshiping Jesus. Lord, we ask this moment that you'll fill us with your glory and your understanding. Lord, we ask that this be done right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it up and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yes, I need you right now, Lord, and here is Pastor Benjamin to bring us the word. Let every heart say amen. Hello, Pastor. Your line is open.
Good morning, Dr. Scott. I tell you, you need to send some of that enthusiasm my way today. I tell you, it's been a challenge this weekend. But to God be the glory. We are yet in the flesh, so therefore, things are going to happen that is out of our control or beyond our control. But again, I say, to God be the glory for the things he has done and for the things that he is doing. Not what he's about to do, because that is in the future, what he's about to do. But I am giving him the thanks on this morning for the things that he has already done. With his blood that he shed way back on Calvary, it's already done. I tell you, I keep saying, and the Lord gave that to me, and I saw Dr. Scott pick that up on this morning. We are mindful of the cross, but we worship the Christ, our Lord. I tell you, because on a hill, the songwriter says, far away stood an old rugged cross. Well, maybe that old rugged cross is still there, but Jesus is not on the cross. No. Jesus ascended into heaven after he went down to hell. He went down there, H-E-L-L. He went down to hell and he had a little chat with them in hell, and then he ascended to the right hand of his Father. So be mindful of the cross, because we are in Lent season, and we know that the Catholics or the Catholics, they started this, and that's any time someone start a good thing, it may not be scripture all the time, but it's a good thing to give thanks. I do know that. But I'm mindful of the cross, because if it had not been for Jesus' death, victory by way of the cross. Let me tell you that way. If it had not been for his death by way of the cross. See, if he had died through bullet, gun, if he died through bow and arrow, if he had died through the knife and all of those other ways, if he'd have been strangled to death, that would not have been the purpose. The way for him to die was the way that he died, was through the cross. They could have cut his head off, but they couldn't do it that way. They could have beheaded him, but it wasn't scripture to do it that way. That's why I don't know why we think that we can come up to God the way we choose to come. We have to come right. We have to come as we are, but come right. Don't be disrespectful. Come the way that the Lord said for us to come. Come unto him humble as a child. My God, today. Yes, I am mindful of the cross because that's where the blood came streaming down. That's what he chose. He chose to lay down his life. No man, he said, taketh my life, but I lay down my life for my friends. He called you his friends. You were not sons or heirs of God because his blood had not yet been shed. So he laid down his life for his friends. And once he shed his blood, then because we have become adopted into the royal priesthood through the blood, now we are called sons of God. Woo. Yes, 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 yes. Be mindful, be mindful, be mindful of the cross, but worship the Christ, our Lord. Ah, through many dangers, toils, and snares. I've already come, but I've come this far because I'm mindful that I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. Some say, I don't know how you do what you do, but I can do all things through Christ. Do I get weak along the way? Yes. Do I complain along the way? Yes. Do I say, where are you, God? Don't you see what I'm going through? Yes. Then I have that inner spirit man that says, but you can make it. This trial that you're going through, God's going to see you through. You can make it. Yes, you can make it. Girl, you can make it. I don't care what's going on. I'm not going to let it last too long. The problem with us is we don't know how long is too long with God. Because he doesn't have earthly time. He doesn't have earthly time. For the scripture said, not many days hence. What is how many days hence? What is that? What is that? Due season, what is that all about? How can you put an earthly time on due season? How can you put an earthly time on many days hence? For the Son of Man is preparing to die for our sins and so that we can have a chance in life through the blood, through the cross, through the blood, but not many days hence. I shall deliver thee, saith the Lord. Not many days hence, but the problem with us is we don't know how much time it takes for many days hence to come to pass. I preached a sermon once. How long? Not long. But how long is not long? Has nothing to do with our earthly clock. For we know that tomorrow, For most of us, it's the next day. For most of us, I say. The reason why I say tomorrow for most of us is because someone today will not see their tomorrow. Today is the last day on this earth for them. Someone will not see their tomorrow. How long? Not long. But how long is not long? For his time is not our time. I know the psalmist said, Lord, my time is in your hand. My God, today, my time is in your hand, Jesus. My time is in your hand. For you said one day is but as a thousand years. Oh, my God, today, though, that sure is a big time difference from what we here on the earth have. We say 24 hours is another day. But the scripture being one day is as a thousand years. My God, today, you mean I've been waiting on man's time? And not on God's time. So that's why I have been getting frustrated at the time and the season that I'm going through, that because I am trying to make God's time be the time here on earth, 24 hours is the next day, 365 days is another year, and oh my God, today, look here, 10 years is a decade, but one day, with the Lord's timing, is so much different from ours. And yet the frustration comes because, God, I want it now. I know the songwriter said, I need you now. Yes, now, 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 now. Yes, now, faith is. Your now has to become your faith. And your faith has to help you with your patience. And your patience keep you in the presence of the Lord by saying, yes, Lord, I know you're coming. I just don't know when, but I know you're coming. So let me not be weary, God, in well-doing. Because here's that word again, do, do, do. In due season, I'll reap the harvest, the benefits, if I faint not. Do you know how many people are fainting because they cannot wait on the Lord? I almost shipwrecked myself because I didn't want to wait on God to do it for me. I said, Lord, I can fix this myself. And then I can walk in your permissive will. But there was no guarantee that I would have made it to the permissive will. God, you're taking me this way. It won't always be like this. It won't always be like this. Sooner, there's another word that we use here on the earth. Sooner or later. I have not found sooner in the book. But these are earthly cliches, earthly words that we use. Sooner or later, it will turn in my favor. But what is the time in heaven for sooner here on earth? Soon and very soon, we're going to see the king. What time is that? How afar off can soon go? Can soon be turned into one day, one month, one hour, one week, one year's with an S? Soon. Andre Crouch wrote a song, it won't be long when we'll be leaving here. It won't be long. We'll be going home. You can count, listen to what he said. You can count the years as months and the months as weeks and the weeks as days any day now. We'll be going home. That was to encourage you that time may not be as long as it has been, but yet we still don't know. And yes, on this earth, we can count the years as months, and the months as weeks, and the weeks as days. Any day now, we'll be going. We'll be going home. If I perish, hey, yeah, let me perish, but I'm going. That's positive. I'm going to see the King. Soon. Soon could be another 10 years. I often tell the story that in 1984, the bishop from California, I don't even know if the man is still living, but I know his last name was Matthews. And if he's still living, he's kind of old now because I'm a little older myself. And I'd say Bishop had to be maybe in his 80s if he's still living, somewhere in there, somewhere around that age. I'm going to see if someone remembers his first name, and we're going to Google and see if we can find Bishop Matthews. He's probably gone on home. Some friends of his has already passed. But Bishop Matthews prophesied in 1984 that I would be on the radio. Now, Blog Talk wasn't around then, but he said the radio. He didn't say I would be on ABC radio, CBN radio, ABCDEFG radio. He just said, didn't say the Tom Joyner morning show. He just said, you are going to be on the radio. And my flesh, instead of my spirit man, said, thank you, Lord. No, my flesh said, yeah, right. Well, that's what my flesh did. You know, flesh is always against the spirit of God. Didn't you know that? If you call yourself a child of God, you don't know that your flesh is always at war with what God's word says? Didn't you know that? Well, thank you. I'm telling you this morning, your flesh is always against the word of God. God send you a word, tell you don't do something, your flesh is going to fight against it. God send you a word, tell you to do something, your flesh is going to fight against it because we are flesh. And the flesh is always in a battle against the spirit of God. That's why we have such a hard time obeying. That's why Paul said, I crucify my flesh daily. It's a daily thing. You can't crucify your flesh on Friday and think it's going to last till Sunday. No. You have to crucify your flesh every day that God gives you, every morning that God gives you. He told us in his word that's a short thing, that his mercies is due every morning. He didn't say his mercies is soon. He didn't say it's sooner or later. He didn't say his mercy is coming in due season. He did not say that his mercy is coming by and by. He did not say so. He said, but my mercy is new every morning. So therefore, because God has given us new mercies every morning, then we must kill our flesh on a daily basis. Paul said, I crucify my flesh. In other words, I kill the desire that my flesh would take reign over my mind. That would take me somewhere away from the will of God, the word of God, the purpose of God. For my life is hidden with Christ. I crucified my flesh because in my flesh dwell no good thing. Nothing good about your flesh. spirit don't get old. The spirit don't have wrinkles around the neck. The spirit don't have the skin. I have taken care of several elderly people, and I look at their skin, and some of them's faces are just plain beautiful. And of course, Maybelline helped them to be beautiful. They all dolled up and painted up. But like I was sharing with a person the other day, I said, you know what? You can put on all the Maybelline and the Lean that you want to cover girl and uncover the girl. But age is going to show up on you somewhere. If you don't have the bags already, you got the wrinkles somewhere. If you don't have the bags and the wrinkles, you got the dropping of the drooping of the skin is falling down. Age is showing up somewhere on you. It's just like the trees. You look at the trees. They taught us in school that you can count the lines in the trees to tell how old the tree is. Well, we are like those trees. So some of you are blessed at 70 and you don't have bags or heavy bags, slight bags, but not so noticeable like some of us. Some of you don't have a wrinkle around your neck. You're falling down and can't get up. You don't have that yet. But, oh, look at how you walk. My God, today you got a crook in your hip or your feet are going bad. I can't run like I used to. My knee is giving out. But your face is looking good. But the body is breaking down. But the spirit, man, still looks good. My God, I love God today. And I won't take it back. Why? Because he is so good to me. The Lord has been so good to me. He has opened doors I could not see. And sometimes when I am feeling low, nowhere to turn, nowhere to go. My Father's rich in houses and land. He holds the powers of this world in his hand. That is greater than sooner or later. That is greater than by and after a while. God don't use those terminologies. That's the earthly conversation. Behold, I come in the volume of the book, and my reward is with me. Not sooner or later, or by. Yeah, but I'll reap in due season. If I faint not, see, the key there is don't faint. Don't give up. Hold on. Don't give up, because if you faint, you'll miss what the Lord had in your due season. And again, I say, we don't know when due season is going to meet up with our earthly calendar, our earthly clock. But don't be weary. You can take that to the bank. Don't be weary in well doing. Keep on doing. Keep on fighting the good fight. Keep on talking Jesus. Keep on walking Jesus. Keep on blessing his name. Keep on showing the light of Christ in your life. Keep on. In due season. That is your schedule. Be not weary in well doing, because the benefits of well doing for in due season, Pastor, you're gonna reap if you faint not. If you fail to follow the instructions, due season is coming, but you won't reap what was in due season for you. You will probably reap something that should not have fallen your way. You could have escaped it if you had just followed your well-doing and waiting on the Lord. Isaiah said, wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Yes. Used to sing a song, the road is rough and the going is tough and the hills are hard to climb. But I started out a long time ago that's not being weary and well doing. There is no doubt in my mind because I decided to make Jesus my choice. Well, before I decided, let me serve you notice, before I decided to make Jesus my choice, Jesus had already chosen me. He had already chosen me. Yes. And in his choosing of me, I had to say yes to his will. I had to surrender. That's why someone said, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all, and by me surrendering my will and my way unto God, it was a process of crucifying the flesh, because your flesh will not surrender all. Do I get off track? Yes, I do. Why? I'm still on the earth, and I'm yet in the flesh. Do my flesh err? Yes, it does. But because of the cross, because of Calvary, I am able to go to the Father and say, Lord, forgive me for my wrongdoings, my shortcomings. Forgive me for allowing the flesh that I crucified on yesterday. I didn't crucify it today because it is going against the grain. But because of his love, that he laid down his life for his friends. Then when he went back home with his Father, I became a joint heir with Christ through the blood. These people think that they can just walk in heaven. No, no, that don't work that way. There's a sacrifice that must be made. You can't live any kind of way and think heaven belongs to you. There is a sacrifice that has to be made. Heaven was already Jesus, his throne. It was already his. But a sacrifice was made. He laid down his life. So why is it that you think you're above him? That you can just go as you please, do as you please, say what you want, hurt who you feel like hurting, because I'm me and I can do what I want to do. But I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. But Jesus said, if a man deny himself, take up his cross and follow me, he is going to imitate and emanate me. People will see me in them. There's something wrong when folk can't see the Jesus in you that you talk about. Oh, I've been in prayer all day long. I've been with Jesus. And you come out and you have the attributes of the devil. That's not the Christ. That's not the Christ. Something is wrong with that picture. You need to go back into prayer and crucify your flesh so that the Jesus in you will show up and show out. You got to live your life every day so that God can use you anytime and anywhere. And as a Christian, as a child of God, you ought to want to be around the saints sometime. And not always home in your own little cocoon, always staying in your house. You can go out every day through the week for whatever it is you have to do. But when it comes to you going and sitting in holy places and sitting with people, I know you got devils at the church, but there's more spirit at the church than devils. I want to make a difference that you... On the earth here, we chose Sunday to worship, many of us. You got some that worship on Saturday, and that's fine. But most of us Protestants, we worship on Sunday. And you can't go one day a week to the house of God. You allow your flesh to make you think your hip hurt. You allow your flesh to make you say, oh, my feet hurt. I can't put on no shoes today. Shucks, I ain't going to church. Oh, I got nothing to wear. Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? Who's doing this to you? We used to sing, I feel better, so much better since I laid my burden down, but we don't sing those songs anymore. One reason I don't think we sing them is because we can't sing them, because you still got that burden of the flesh on you. But the saints of old let it all go because someone made a song, I'll trade a lifetime for just one day in paradise. All day long I've been with Jesus and my soul is satisfied. I'm still talking about be mindful of the cross, but worship the Christ, the Lord. Oh, if the church you're looking at stays too long for you, then find one that's still teaching and preaching, and they're out in an hour. If you can get what you need in an hour, go for it. If you have to take 2 hours to get what you need, go for it. I came up as a child. We went to church on Sunday morning. That was their life. They had no other life but the house of God. And they stayed all day. We got out of church at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. Came home. Dinner was done. Those women did not play that. They cooked Saturday night. Dinner was done. On Sunday, they got up early. My mom used to rise up 4 or 5 o'clock on Sunday morning and finish her dinner. We went to church, and when we got home after 4, we were starving, of course, especially me, and I had to eat right then. Always had problems with my sugars. It would just drop, and I would be yelling and screaming, and mama said, look, let this girl get something to eat before she get hurt around here. So she's nervous. Let her get something to eat. And I'd get something to eat, and I'd calm right down. But anyhow, but by 6 o'clock now, we just got home, mind you, at 4. We eat, grab the dishes up, wash them up right quick, dry and put them away, and out the door again. We were going back for 6 o'clock service. And then the 6 o'clock service went into the 8 o'clock service. And we were home by 10. So they spent all day around the church because that was their life. They wasn't interested in anything. And back then, we couldn't go out to eat anyway. They didn't have any places for you to go to eat if you was people of color. And you couldn't go sit up in the restaurant and eat. But we ate at home, and sometimes many of the saints would say, well, what did you cook? And then they would tell one another, oh, I made a tomato pie. Oh, can I have a taste of that? Yes, you can get a taste. What did you make? My grandmother used to make a grated sweet potato poon or pudding, whatever they called it, and she would grate that raw sweet potato And I'm telling you, she would take a coconut and grate that coconut in with that, and she would put her ingredients in and put that bad boy in that oven. And we were excited about getting out of church so that we can get to that sweet potato stuff. And they would say, "Miss Tisha, what you cook sweet today?" She said, "Honey, I got a sweet potato pudding, I got a chocolate cake, and I made a coconut, and Roscoe wanted an apple pie." So grandmother had all of that. Said, "Oh, Miss Tisha, can I get a taste of that sweet potato?" She said, "Come on, honey. The saints shared with one another." That was their way of eating out. "Miss Catherine, well, I got macaroni and cheese. Anybody want some? You're welcome to it." And you would go to Miss Catherine, she'd dish you up a little bit. "Well, I cook greens. I got cabbage." The saints shared the love with one another. Where Jesus said the greatest commandment of all is that you love God with all your might, all your strength, all your heart, all your soul, all your body. That is the first greatest commandment. But the second one is that you love your neighbor as yourself. Don't be selfish. Don't be weary in well-doing. And the saints fed each other. "I cooked a ham." "Well, I cooked a roast." "Well, I got a goose." "No, thank you. Don't want no goose." "Well, I got a deer over here. You know, they got a deer the other day, and I got that deer all smothered around. I got a coon. Oh, he's small. Give me the ham and the chicken. Maybe a piece of beef." I didn't care that much for beef, but ham and chicken, I'd hurt you for either a piece of ham or a piece of chicken. Collard greens and cabbage I love. Somebody, "Well, I made a little bit small dish of potato salad." And the saints just was around each other. "Well, let's eat at the church Sunday." And they would bring all of us children in. And the saints, we just had a fellowship at the church. Now the enemy has found a way to separate us because everyone gets out of church and they scatter like marbles. No one is coming together except it be a pastor's anniversary or something. But everybody's going their own way. I'm still talking about well-doing. Due season, you reap if you faint not. Where's the love? Where's the love that we once had? Due season, be not weary. Well-doing. If I could go to church this morning, I'd get dressed and I'd go to church, but some of you know my circumstances. Sometime I'm able to get out, but I have to start on Thursday preparing my mind to get out to the house of the good Lord because it's always a challenge trying to get my mom to church because of her dementia. She doesn't want to go anywhere, and that's a part of the disease. They can't be around a crowd of people. I don't know how it affects the brain or whatever. They don't like it. And then if I get her in the car, you get to the church, I got to get several people to come out and get her in the church because she won't get out of the car. So I stay home and saying, "Lord, hear my cry. Hear my call." But those of us that's able to get up and go to the house of the Lord, we need to start preparing our minds and our hearts to go, just go to the house of the Lord, because you never know who God is going to send to the house, that there will be a blessing in it for you. The word of God is a blessing. It's a light unto our feet, a lamp unto our pathway. The word of God. Yes, we have our televangelist. Yes, we have me on Blog Talk Radio. But it's something about when you walk into that designated house of God. And just don't go to any house of God. Go to a house that has the anointing of God upon it. So it'll make a difference. Somebody said something got a hold of me. I went to the church. I went to the meeting one night. They said one night, and my heart wasn't right, but something got a hold on me. If they're not preaching and teaching holiness, they're not talking about the Christ and that how he gave his life for us, that is not the place for you. They're talking about man more than they're talking about God. Is his house that you should leave from there. But if they're talking about Jesus, you're talking about a friend of mine. Do you know my Jesus who died upon the cross so that I could worship him in the beauty of holiness? Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. But in 1984, the bishop prophesied that I would be on the radio. And look how long it took for it to come to pass. 1984, do the math yourself. 1984. And it wasn't until 2012. From 1984, the Lord spoke it. And he did not bring it to pass until 2012. More than two decades passed. More than two decades passed. And then God brought what I said, yeah, right, to pass. He did it. So don't fall by the wayside because you heard a word and it hasn't yet happened. But one thing for sure, you don't have to worry. When God speaks a thing, he said it, I will not have my word to return void. My word is not coming back to me void. Once it goes out of my mouth, it will accomplish what I said would happen. But you got to be weary. Don't be weary, pardon me. Don't be weary in well doing. You got to keep the faith. Don't give up on God, because God has not given up on you. Yes, yes, yes. The clock in heaven is different from this earthly clock. My dear friend who passed away this year, he used to say, I'm a bishop. How come this? Bishop, how I could say, I could tell Bishop any and everything. And he never criticized me for my thoughts. He would listen, never open his mouth. He wouldn't interrupt me. And then when I was finished, he would say, well, Sister Pat, I was listening to what you were saying. And then he would tell me what was in his heart after he heard what it was I had to say. And then he would go, he'd take the easy route. He would say, well, Sister Pat, he said, I know you don't like this, what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyhow. I said, oh, Lord. Patience, Pat. Patience. The Bible said, let patience have her perfect work. Patience, Pat. Patience. I'm saying, you know, sometimes, Bishop, I just wish you would say, well, Pat, in 30 days, you know, every time you come out with patience, Pat, patience, Pat. I said, you know, I'm going to stop talking to you. He said, well, that's okay, too. But I love you, Pat. I said, yeah, Bishop, I love you, too. But can't God tell you something to tell me? He said, yes, did. Patience, Pat. And we'd laugh about it. I wasn't mad or upset. But sometimes you just wanted to hear the prophet tell you, God said in the next 42 days that everything that you have before him, every petition that you have, every promise that God promised you, it will be in your presence. It will be manifest on earth because it's already done in heaven. It's already finished in heaven. It's already done. I'm looking out the window of my neighbor across the street. She's backing out with two little girls. She's got both of them sitting in the back seat. And the little hair is all put in the ribbons. And she's on her way to the house of the good Lord with two little children. And they're sitting back there, honey. She's on her way down to the chapel, King's Chapel, my home church, where I wish I was dressed to go, but mom's in no shape to go out today. I'm asking God maybe, next Sunday I can't go. Maybe the first Sunday in April I'll be able to start working early and have some people in place that can coax her out of the car and get her inside of the house of the good Lord. But those of you that have your health and strength and in your right mind, get up and go to the house of the Lord. David said it. I heard God tell me don't read anything today, so that's why I'm still talking and have not read, because as a rule, I always read something. God said, you've given enough word for anyone today. You don't have to read a thing. Thank you, Jesus. But David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Well, I don't know if it was a church like we have today. I know they had the temples and they had the synagogue, but I do know that the Lord sent him down to Cornelius' house. I don't know if that was a house of the Lord. My boy in the Old Testament, I believe it was Jeremiah said that. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't know if the house, someone said once what he meant by the house was his own body was the house. But I do know the scripture said, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So because you are a temple, you are a city that sitteth on a hill that cannot be hidden. What is your problem? You just rather listen to Blog Talk Radio? You just rather listen to Joel Osteen? You just rather listen to Bishop Dubop, Sister Shoelace, Joyce Meyer, Bishop Jakes, Noel Jones? You rather just sit in your tent and catch one of them? Who knows? Just seeing your face in the place may bring a joy to someone's life, because the radiance of the Holy Spirit is all over you. I walked in a church one Sunday in Delaware back in the day in the 80s, and I walked in the church, and as I was walking down the aisle, the usher was leading me to my seat, and as I went by, the lady told me when church got out, she said, Sister Pat, she said, I had a headache, and when you went by, she said, the wind from you, my head stopped aching. How do you know God is not going to use you in his house to be able to? I never said a word. I never opened my mouth. Another lady said, you know, I look forward to seeing you come into church. She said, when you come into church, she said, there's a light that come with you. She said, and I just start getting glad just to see you come. She said, don't even open your mouth to sing, because it's just over then. I could sing back then, a little sluggish now. But she said, Sister Pat, she said, oh, she said, and when you don't come through that door at a certain time, she said, because there's a certain time that you get here every Sunday. I said, uh-huh. She said, and when you don't come through that door at a certain time, she said, because I'll be looking to see you. She said, but if I don't see you, she said, she's not coming today. She must have went to New York. She said, so I'd be a little sad. She said, well, maybe she'd come just running late. And she said, nah, she's not coming. She's not here. By the time the preacher get up, Sister Pat must have went to New York. She said, but that next Sunday, here you come. And that makes me happy. So you just don't know who may be looking forward to feeling the presence of God on your life when you walk through the door. Someone told me once, said, now I'm sitting with my back to the door, said, but I know when you step in the building, because the whole building shifts once you come in the door. I said, my God. So you see, if I'm home, somebody may not be blessed from my presence, That's what's important. Yes, I can watch Joel Osteen. Yes, I can feel the presence of God when I'm listening to T.D. Jakes. Yes, I can feel the presence of God when I hear Noel Jones. Yes, I can feel the presence of God when I listen to my guy from the bishop from Atlanta. Look here, the enemy wanted Bishop Bronner, B-R-O-N-N-E-R. Yes, I can feel it, the presence of God, but who's looking for my face in the place that they can feel and see Jesus all my life? I'm still talking about be mindful of the cross, but worship the Christ. They know when you are a child of God, you can meet in the supermarket and your anointing, your spirit of God identifies with each other. I've had several people to say to me, I knew it, I knew it, I knew you were saved. I knew it. But can they say that about you? That your light so shine. I'm closing with that. Because you are mindful of the cross, and because you do worship this Jesus, the Christ, let your light so shine before men that they may glorify your Father in heaven. What good is having a light and putting it under the bush? You can't see a thing. So what good is you saying you're a Christian and you have no light? Something's wrong. Time to crucify the flesh, because his mercies is made new every morning. In the name of the Father and of the Son, I didn't know how God was going to work this service today, but I thank him. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, at the church and the people of God, say amen. Mm. Thank you, sweet Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bye, Johnny.
She wants